Preparing the live stream. Yep. Yep, got it. Boy, we are here. We finally got here, boy. It took a minute, but we are in this thing. Just be thankful that y'all get to see our faces on the day before Thanksgiving. Wally hanging there with me, man. You know, we're gonna blame it on that Merc, as our guy the compass says. So we're gonna get right into it, man. It's PK, your moderator on this BFA Wednesday, 3FA. Mm. I got P. Alexander, Mr. Joyful Elf himself, is in the building with us. And we got a stand-in, but he's already the like dedicated BFA brother, you know, undisputed brother, champion. Mr. Man is in the building with us. Thanks for jumping on. As you can see, we don't have the compass on with us, man, but unfortunately, life happens. Just send up a little love and light for him and his, you know, and we're going to keep this thing rocking. So, fellas, what's good? Y'all all right?
Yeah, man, doing good, doing good.
Y'all good? Wally, you good, man? Talk to me.
I'm just looking at the list.
That's all. Taylor, that's all. Janice, are y'all still thankful or not? Yeah, we still thankful. we good, man. Let me get the shares up right quick. Episode 29. I want to call it feast and be thankful, man, because everybody going to eat up a bunch of good groceries, man. So. Tap in. All right. So I should have had this taken care of before, but we got here, man. Facebook did not want us. Let me stop before they be there. You know? All right, so we sent Mr. Man to build out, but you know he's good on the fly, so we all good there. So first question, just straight out the gate, man, thankful for what? And I say that as, you know, we sit down Thanksgiving Day and everybody sits there and says, well, you go around the table and, you know, tell us what you're thankful for and you got to do. I mean, not that it's corny, you need to hear that stuff. But I wrote on the paper, what are you actually thankful for? Like real life, where we are in life, our journeys, our paths. If you had to really pull back and look at it, your body of work, you know, what are you really thankful for? You know, AKA like, what does Thanksgiving mean to you is a little further down, but like, what are you really thankful for, you know, out here? So, Mr. Man ain't a guest no more, but we're gonna let Wally go first, try to get him, engage him into this thing, man. So when you pull back, I mean, if you want to throw in the house and the job and the, but like for real, what are you, you know, thankful for? Compass got the little cry face. It's all good. We got you covered, brother. It's all good.
I know I'm gonna get in trouble for saying this now because I don't ever agree to it when I hear it, when it's told to me, but I guess I don't want to say clean slate of every day, but you know, you kind of get that restart in the morning to get it right one more time. So that would probably be the easiest one to go to.
Yep.
It's just the opportunity in general. Crew hero.
What is that?
He said Compass grew hair overnight.
Oh man, Jennifer says she's thankful for life. Yeah, that's what you got, Wally? A new slate every day.
Somewhat, yeah. I'll say somewhat, but you still get that new opportunity. You know, you wake up and life is there and you just make whatever you gotta make out of it for that next 24. Mm-hmm. I'll be fair and I'll roll with that.
All right, my man, Mr. Man, you want to jump in there, man?
Yeah, man. I'm thankful to be an opportunity to have an opportunity to be in a position to help others. You know, especially over the past year and a half, 2 years with this COVID situation and whatnot, and people not having jobs and stuff like that. Even though sometimes us givers. Us people that give people things and stuff like that get burned 9 times.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of times in a situation, you know, we can't stop being givers because it's just naturally us, no matter how mad we get sometimes, you know. So I'm just thankful to be in a position to help others and, you know, be able to still be employed with, you know, everything that's been going on. So
Simply put, because like I said, I wanted to get into something that was outside. You know, I'm thankful for my wife, you guys too, no doubt, the kids, all that stuff. I'm of course, man. I think, but I also, saying all that, I said my family and my close friends, like you guys, to be able to have somebody we can lean on, we talk, we chop it up. I'm growing and learning from you guys, even from man and everything he's got going on. And, you know, Wally and what he has going on, to be able to just hit y'all with some stuff and we just be brutally honest. A lot of people don't have a friend that they can just lean on or call or, you know, talk to or something like that. That's going to be real with them. So I'm just thankful I come to y'all and I'll say Wally, I'll say, you know, man or Neil, XYZ, and y'all go, oh, okay, that's cool. All right, now that's some bull. Like, you need that, you need that realness in your life, man. So my close friends, and my health, my mental and my physical, and the one that really that I'm on to is my growth in my mindset, man. Over the last couple of years, I was never a passive person. It, you know, just go with the flow, whatever happens, happens type thing. But now being more control, being more in control and mindful of that, like, no, man, that ain't got to be like that. Let me see if I can make that change. And the way my mindset has shifted to not being an adult, but, you know, looking at things at a wider angle and being, I'm really thankful that I've come into my own in that situation or in that aspect, for real. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, B. Go ahead.
Yeah, but yeah, like I said, in talking with you guys, and then I said, just, you know, being lighthearted, also thankful for like the little inside jokes, the pasta salads, and the, you know, the cherry HDMI cords and all that little stuff, like to get that little giggle, that stuff right there, the shower power, stuff like that, that's funny to get that little giggle.
Real.
But I said, you know, just being lighthearted, I'm thankful for inside jokes, chapstick, and when I have a good beer day, man. I mean, you know, if I have a good beer day, man, you can't tell me nothing, boy. That thing almost more important than a haircut, bro. So that was just, you know. Some days, man, that stuff, when it do get a little cool down here, and I'll be trying to come through, and then some days it's just luxurious, you know what I'm saying? It'd be popping. I mean, thank
my
you.
My man just patted inside.
Yeah, man. Sometimes it'd be trying to like stray a little further, you know, I'd be thankful for that. So, but that's all good, man. That's the thankful for what y'all, anything else you want to, after hearing me get that long drawn out, you want to get into something?
You still, I mean, that's a valid point. Like you said, you still want to be able to make that call, but you also got to be willing to make that call.
Mm-hmm.
Or you got to be willing to receive just whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't throw something in the circle and then not be ready for what's going to come back, whether it's right, wrong, or whatever. So the first part of it is just like, you got to be willing to make that call or send that text message. Like, I don't know how many times I did that with y'all, where I done threw something out there and y'all like, well, I mean, and you just got to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? Either I'm going to take your advice, or we're going to take each other's advice and listen, or we not going to do it. Like, I was this close to like saying, I'm going to do this thing dolo again. But y'all was kind of like, it was like gang related at one point where I was kind of like attacked. So I was just like, it makes sense now. I'm a listen and do what y'all say and just give it a chance.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think what makes the difference with that though is that it comes from a place of love. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't no, like, we trying to hurt you. We just like, look, we understand you can do it, but like, nah, dog, even if you can, you know what I'm saying? There's always other ways to get things done. And the advice you take from people needs to be from people that has your best interest at heart. You know, not some random person talking to somebody you know that's going to BS you. You know, if I talk to y'all fellas and I know y'all say, you know, we might be joking or whatever like that, but y'all say what y'all mean, I mean what y'all say, and I respect it. I'm like, all right, cool. I know they have my best interest at heart, my family's best interest at heart, et cetera, you know? So that matters too.
Mm-hmm. That's a part of the what I was saying, growth. So that's not misconstrued as hate, regardless who it comes from, you know right. What I mean? Cause you're like, damn, they hating, you know, I told him, you know, this is what I had on my mind, but realistically, cause we had a homeboy, you know, he laid out what he had going on and then we hit him with a barrage of questions and he just went silent on us. Well, I mean, we just want to make sure you on the up and up, because you're going to be out here and I'm going to support you. I need to know just as much as who else is getting ready to support you knows. And I'm not going to let you go at it half-assed, because my name's not stamped on it. Yours is, but I'm associated with you and everything that I'm doing is going to be grade A.
Or you are,
I'm not hating.
You're just as heavily associated as the company you keep. So
that's correct. That's correct.
If that's what he's doing,
yep.
You up here talking with us. I mean, so y'all just like him.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yep. So yeah. Thankful for what, man? That's what we hit there. And Thanksgiving holiday traditions, thing that you and the family do. How do you celebrate it? You know, should we be celebrating it? So we'll start with like the traditions and things that you and the family do. You know, we just eat and we watch football. Basically, we've been Cowboys. Cowboys have always played on Thanksgiving since I can remember. That's my squad.
Underrated tradition. Overrated. So,
we might go and throw the football a little bit or something like that, but it was to have a big breakfast. Even though we're going to have a nice dinner, wherever y'all start. That's a question I've got. You know, when do y'all eat Thanksgiving? Is it lunchtime? What time?
It's got to be like 3 or 4.
No, not that late, brother. That's second plate time.
It's for me, like, it's
second plate time.
For me, I mean, it all depends, to be honest with you. Like, we don't really have a set time. Like, every year it's like, 2 o'clock we need to eat, or 12 we need to eat.
Yeah.
Like, like y'all see what happened today. I just got work not too long ago in here. So I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just getting here and I got to go downstairs and cook when I'm done here. So yeah, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It all depends on the timing. And I mean, the in-laws going to be through and stuff like that. So it kind of depends on when everybody can get together.
My wife said noon, non-negotiable. If we hosting, you need to be there at noon. If we going somewhere and it's at 4 or 5 o'clock, we're going to be there 8 before we got there, because I'm not waiting all day. And then my mom's at the house, our tradition, we're going to have a big breakfast and everybody's going, we're going to sit at the table and eat breakfast. Not you, Brandon, go to the room and all that kind of stuff.
Whoa. Y'all do a big breakfast on Thanksgiving Day?
On Thanksgiving Day, yes, sir.
How? Yeah. Why? No.
I mean, what you mean? Because you're getting ready to eat that for the next 2 or 3 days. I ain't no big leftover, but you getting ready to eat turkey, ham, and green beans, potatoes, tomatoes for the next 2 or 3 days.
I'm not pre-gaming nothing. We leaving the tank damn near empty. I might get up at 6 or 7 and eat a bowl of cereal on purpose just to say I'm not trying to kill myself again. That's it.
What?
There's no, because just think about it. If you have a big breakfast, that's going to already take away from what you're putting on the plate, dog.
We're not a big breakfast.
Sacrificing nothing on the plate. We're not doing
it. But we're going to have grits, bacon, eggs, and stuff. You know what I'm saying? We're going to eat at 7, 8 o'clock, and then by noon, you're ready to eat.
I will eat a cup of applesauce before I touch a real breakfast on Thanksgiving morning. Like, no, you wilding all the way out the way with that.
Yeah. I'd slide it to about 2, man. But like when we sitting at grandma's house and he got wait for your uncle, he had to get off the job, this thing. Hey man, that's on him. He just got to get, you know, he got to rattle that foil while we in there watching the next game, because we're not waiting till 6 o'clock. And then granddaddy gonna say grace, and that's gonna take 2 hours. It's 8:30 and we ain't ate yet, you know, and we gotta do the feast and do thankful, you know. So our real only tradition, of course, we're gonna watch the Cowboys, or we're watching football, but like I said, Cowboys always on. Gotta have the big breakfast. We're gonna have a quality breakfast, not cereal or something like that. You know, Thanksgiving, we carving turkey and stuff by noon. And then, you know, the rest of the day games and chilling and naps and all that kind of stuff. So no real big time type traditions, but, you know, football and eat.
I'm with Wally on this one. Ain't no pre-gaming for no that big meal, man.
Y'all just gonna sit around just hungry as hell, just drinking.
Nobody said that. I mean, like, I'm not eating no like no full meal. Like, I'm gonna have, like, you know, I like to eat breakfast bars sometimes. So I have me like a breakfast bar or something. I don't even eat a bowl of cereal. Like, no, I'm not.
Hold up, man. Y'all tripping.
Absolutely not.
So you basically going to go through the motions of a regular day, and then within 4 or 5 hours of finishing breakfast, you going to be ready for Thanksgiving dinner? Full spread of Thanksgiving dinner?
Yes, sir. Like tomorrow morning. Well, here lately, we ain't been really doing a lot of breakfast. So It is about noonish. It is about noonish, 1 o'clock when we you know, we get into it. But she said, "You don't do this now, Mr. Gavin." I'm getting to that part. We don't do it now. But yeah, moms would cook breakfast, bacon, eggs, sausage, biscuits. We have that. A little something. You ain't got to pig out on it. But yeah, we're going to have that quality breakfast because it's Thanksgiving, it's family time and all that kind of stuff. So don't get that breakfast bar and run back to the room and get on the game. Sit out here, eat breakfast. And then about 11, 12 o'clock, one at the latest, if you want to push it, you know, you have your plate and you're ready for the Thanksgiving game. I don't know what they
before. Okay. Growing up, it was like 3 o'clock. Since I would say the last couple of years, it's like, all right, I'm gonna try to go ahead. We're gonna have everything ready. But it's always a bunch of people, like the family done came down here before, all kind of stuff like that. So we'll say 3 o'clock and then end up being 5. Last year we was just home. Me and Shell cooked everything. And what time did we? It was like 5. Kids didn't want to help us cook nothing, so we had
no way. Nah. What I'll be sending y'all ain't no way.
And you whipping up everything as you cooking, you still snacking on stuff, so you really don't need breakfast, sir.
Tell them again, bro. Tell them again.
Go ahead with all that.
I'm just saying. You like, oh damn, the roast almost done. Let me check the roast. Oh well, I let me make, you know.
If you don't pinch off everything, you might as well just sit out and eat.
You got
if you ate breakfast, you wouldn't be pinching off, right?
Nah, you gotta pinch off. You gotta taste it, man. You
gotta pinch off of it.
Gotta taste it.
What if I put half of my foot in the mac and cheese? Not all of it. Yeah. You gotta know.
Man, I guess.
You know
so
what?
That's y'all tradition to eat at 5 o'clock.
His problem is he don't pick at none of the food because he just show up with his plate. And a napkin. He got his napkin tucked when he walk in the front door. His joint just like this, like.
That's right.
Where do I sit?
Okay, you sitting here. Y'all waiting on Uncle Seamus to get off and everything. Nah, we ain't doing all that, bro. We getting straight to it. Straight to it. So, man, what's your traditions? Y'all go outside and throw the football and stuff like that, or what? It's cold up that way around this time.
Y'all. Yeah, it's brick out there right now. But we don't really have tradition as an like adult. Since I've been an adult, I haven't really had one. You know, we just spend time together as family. That's pretty much is it. When I was coming up though, we used to have the whole neighborhood come out and we had this big football because between the yard that we lived in and my next door neighbor's yard was like a whole 100 yards of a football field. Mm. So we would literally play from, you know, gravel lot to gravel lot, and that was it. It was a big ass fall football game. Right. Everybody in the neighborhood come through. It was fun too, man.
Janet, all right, so I got to caveat this because she said you're talking about stuff you did 10 years ago. Your brain is fried. So back in the day,
that's what you did.
Now I don't want to be up here like he just capping or whatever. Like tomorrow, I probably like that is back in the day. Like tomorrow, we probably won't have. I'll probably be asleep to about 9, and then. But for real though, by the time we get down and start cooking, we still gonna be eating around about noonish, 4 o'clock.
Who sleeps in until 9 on Thanksgiving Day and they cook? And then you still eating dinner at 2 o'clock, you said? 12?
But when you cook in plant-based, you know, you ain't gotta put the turkey in there all night.
The
tofurkey only needs 2 hours. and the beans. And the corn and all that stuff.
I got the phone number. Let me call mama real quick because I don't like this. Matter of fact, somebody, hey Janet, call mama and tell mama to jump on the feed, please.
Matter of fact, they down in Dallas. Her and my sister.
Call mama and tell mama to jump on the feed.
just for
Philadelphia Wallace, real quick.
So man out there having a big time football game. Philly, what was you doing? Trying to hoop?
Yeah.
That's
true. But we did play football sometimes too.
Right. Any games with the family or anything like that? Or
maybe afterwards. Like we would do like after dinner once everybody was chilling and you know the kids was in a spot, we would do Taboo. We would do Trouble, Monopoly, something like that. But that was after dinner. We wasn't pre-gaming with...
Janet, in the comments, Cornelius comes through and says, what does vegan Thanksgiving look like anyway? All the veggies, all your sides without the butter and cheese on it.
As the Southern people say, oh, the fixin'.
Yeah, you know, so... They have a tofurkey, like a tofu roast. A tofu ham.
No, back that up. What'd you say? A toe what?
I saw it in the comments, but tofurkey. I didn't read it correctly. A tofurkey.
Yeah, tofurkey is tofu, your tofu turkey.
What kind of shower power term is that? Hey, girl, let me put that tofurkey for you tonight.
it's like your wheat protein, stuff like that, like tofu. And you put it in, it only needs like an hour or two in there. You baste it just like you would do your turkey and everything. You also have a ham. And then like tomorrow we're having those, some vegan drumsticks. Then we have green beans, you can have mashed potatoes. We're gonna have, I'm making succotash, which is your peas and corn mixed together. Vegan mac and cheese. We're gonna have croissants, a vegan croissant and everything like that. So we eat the same stuff y'all eat. But y'all just gonna make fun of my tofurkey though.
That's what I was about to say. I have zero problems with the spread. No. All right. Know what I've been doing since August? Adding the vegan meals each month, something new each month to the repertoire, whatever.
So then if y'all was gonna host and we was coming, I could give you a couple of things to get for us, but I'm gonna still be hungry. I'm gonna need to eat before we get there, because by the time I get there, y'all ain't gonna have nothing but some mashed potatoes. Oh, we need some mashed potatoes for y'all. Okay, they got butter in them.
I would do the same thing that I was going to eat and equally make out the same spread.
Yeah. My open-minded fella, so we had y'all down for Thanksgiving, would y'all eat a vegan Thanksgiving?
Bruh, I've been doing it since August.
Would you have a vegan Thanksgiving all day? That's what we eat.
The Korean barbecue spread, I was about to come down there that day. Like, shit, what are you talking about?
Man, would you try the tofurkey?
I'll try it.
As long as you don't have the word in front of me, I'll eat it.
Compass said mashed taters. So we was having this conversation. Mr. Cornelius the Compass McCall said they have never had mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving. He said that's just not something they have.
And he's a part of this group.
He was. You see, he's not here. So man, so have y'all had? Tell me y'all have had mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we have. Okay. I mean, do we do it like, I can't say we do it every year. Like, No, we don't do it every year, but have we had it? Yeah.
Okay. He was in the chat going off like, yo, mashed potatoes. Then he said he called his mom and she was like, yeah, baby, we had mashed potatoes, this, that, and that. Like, so where you been at? It's another side.
Just put it this way.
The Merc.
That's almost right. That's that. But okay, if you do any type of roast and you got gravy, you gotta have rice and or mashed potatoes. I don't care.
Gotcha.
Because you can also still have the brown gravy, but shout out to my aunt. She will make the turkey gravy from scratch as well. So you gotta have both. There's no way you cannot have mashed, like, he need to be drug tested anyway.
I mean, I agree.
So.
He just needs to be drug tested. Okay.
That's it. Right. Yeah, that's it.
So then I had the backside of that was, you know, our holiday traditions and everything we're doing, we're kind of celebrating. But then I also posed a question on, should we be celebrating? I said, you know, the Native Americans though. And how do you feel about the Redskins, Seminoles, Braves, all the teams that have, that are named after, you know, Native American people, you know. So we don't have to get into all that. I did pull an article, you know, they made it seem like, hey, the people, you know, the pilgrims came over here and we broke bread. It was all fun and games. And, you know, they gave us their land and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, we smoked the peace pipe together. But, you know, that's the revisionist history. So my question basically was, like, should we be celebrating or how do you celebrate?
Can I go first?
Sure.
Am I jumping ahead with that segment we need Kayla for if I say what I was going to say now?
Nope.
Okay. So them four traditional words, or the four words that will ruin Thanksgiving, in my opinion, are "we were here first." Mm. Or if you want to be technical about it, "we discovered this land." I mean, which one do you want to put out there first? It's fine with me. But there's no way you can say, "yo, we came over here, we're trying to make peace, we going rummage through whatever we doing here, take whatever you give us, then also still keep what we were supposed to be giving you, and still keeping that pact that we were..." Nah, man, like, we're not even about to do all that. Okay.
I mean, you celebrate it in your own way, shape, or form. I mean, I don't think people are telling the story of the pilgrimage over and all that kind of stuff.
I feel, okay, as far as that, I feel like the meaning behind what it was supposed to be, I feel like that would be respectable, because you want to gather and spend that time with your family or whatever, and then you can go around the table. Like, I know we used to have to do that as kids, go around the table, and everybody would say what they were thankful for, and that was a thing. So If we're doing it off of that motive, what was initially presented, like, we talk about this all the time in you know, the group text, like, everybody has a representative. I just want to know when the representative left in that situation, because the shit won't there that long. At least not to me anyways, from what we've read or have had to dig to find out. I just don't. The representative was almost shorter than a Groupon experience, for real.
Yep. Okay. My cousin, Deshada, she is blocked. She said they don't do mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving either. So, yeah, she's blocked
too. Yeah.
Dennis blocked. Says, "I'm not celebrating what they promote. It's a day off, and since childhood, we've ate certain foods on this day. I'm just eating the foods and appreciating life, basically." And we ain't going to acknowledge that other part. So, yeah, like, you celebrate it how you are. Like, to me, it's food, family, football, you know, just feeling nostalgic about the time spent. Right. I reminisce on some of the loved ones more, because I'm thankful every day, but I reminisce a little bit more, you know, the loved ones, me and Pops watching the Cowboys and all that kind of stuff off. It is an extra day off that's just enhanced because I get to sit back and reflect. So the actual celebration, you know, they're recognized, and I don't really subscribe to, because every day is Thanksgiving to me. And a lot of stuff they've just commercialized, you know, Thanksgiving ain't even really Thanksgiving anymore because it's going into Black Friday. They already pushing Black Friday 2-3 weeks ago at this point in time. So you celebrate it how you're going.
They was pushing Black Friday stuff on Labor Day.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Already. So how you feel about it, man? How y'all celebrate? Should we? We acknowledge that they gave them the Indigenous People Day, but if that counts.
I mean, we all know this ain't right. How it went down was not right. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, we knew it was ulterior motives to the situation. It was, hey, let me get in good with this person so I can take what they got. Now, how many of us deal with people like that in everyday life today? You know, people try to snake their way in to be your best friend, or, you know, just to get close to you enough to where they can take something from you. So that's exactly what took place then. What I don't appreciate is the school is telling this story and not telling the truth about the story. And then we got to explain it to our kids. You know, this is what really happened. The idea behind it, I don't have an issue with it. It needs to be, I don't think it needs to be named something else, but I think we need to kind of start an initiative to make sure that it's explained differently, that this is a time, as you guys already said, to reflect, be with your family, think about life in general, especially what we've been going through the past 2 years, man. The past 2 years has been rough. And a lot of people lost a lot of loved ones and things like that. It's a good time to get together and eat. You know, if you can't cook, stay out the kitchen. Just saying. No, ain't got no time for no experiments. but, you know, I don't think the meaning behind the day needs to be trashed. The day itself, I don't mind it. It doesn't bother me.
Okay. So with all that being said, so the Redskins, the Seminoles, the Braves, the Chiefs, the Indians, how you feel? I mean, we can short answer that.
I don't have
a problem with the word Braves. I do have a problem with the term Redskins.
Okay. Well, now they're the Washington football team at this
point. Well, the football team. But
that big push they were saying, like, we need to rename them all because all of that's offensive.
Like, I think people are just getting too sensitive to certain things. And, I mean, you know, we can speak about this because we're Black men who have dealt with being called a numerous amount of names growing up, you know. I can give – I can give stories all day long, you know about it, but I do have a problem with the term Redskins. I do think it's derogatory. Braves, I'm not as keen as far as the history of it and why they're named the Braves and things like that. I mean, I know what the symbolism of it is, and they want to stop the chop and all this stuff like that. And I just think some of it is just too much sensitivity around it.
That World Series, though.
Yeah, like, real thought, like, you know, but Redskins, I'm glad they did away with that. I haven't
gotcha. Man, yeah. I just sent you that bracket for the conversation. It's kind of
I feel like everybody wants to get on the bandwagon, whether it's good or bad. If it's offensive, everybody's feelings is hurt. If it's okay, everybody want to do the tomahawk. Everybody want to say whatever they like. For me, like Corey was saying, the Braves, and we said, I talked to y'all last night before y'all hung up on me when I said the four word thing. the Braves, Seminole, anything that could be looked at in an honorable way based on how they related to each other in their culture, I don't see any offense to that. Like, not even, like, even the Cleveland Indians, if I were to look at it from their perspective, I might think differently, but on the outside, I don't, because that's literally what they were referred to, and it wasn't necessarily always a bad reference. The Redskins thing, that's just like changing the A and the ER when you're talking to us. So that's
understood.
Yeah. So that's totally different. Like, that should have been gone or never existed or whatever. But some of those other terms, man, like, it bothers me when people get so offended by it. But at the same time, it makes sense. Like, you know, sit Indian style. Now we sit crisscross applesauce. Like, you couldn't have came up with nothing different.
Exactly.
We had to go crisscross applesauce. Like,
what would you rename it then? Huh? What would you rename it?
I don't know.
You would just leave it as Indian style. But if that's how they sat, that might be paying homage.
Man, take a seat, cross your feet. Ain't nobody got time for all that. Cross your feet, like, sit down, cross. That's it. It ain't gotta be. You're making it worse now. You're putting too much emphasis on the change you want to make. Yeah. Crisscross applesauce. Or can somebody explain to me the meaning or what they feel about the term Indian giver?
Yeah, I meant to look that up. Still didn't get to look that up.
Yeah, I'm back.
I see you over there. I got back. Two phones. Yeah, see if you can pull what you can pull on that right quick. I was now I did look up the Washington football team when they were called the Redskins. They did have a chief or somebody to draw up that logo and everything with the feathers, and it's supposed to be, you know, the side profile and all that kind of stuff. But what I was reading, I couldn't really tell if they being Washington or whoever was over that actually redded his skin. And that's why they, you know, I couldn't get a definitive on, but from what I was seeing, the person that designed it was actually an Indian, like, was a Native American, but he didn't have them that red, like sun-kissed red skin type deal or whatever. So the ones that somebody would deem offensive, And it ain't even for me to decide who it's offensive to, I don't believe. If the Native Americans, you know, you run down the list, and we don't like that one, that one, that one. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're being named after them.
Right. I feel the same way.
Like, I can't be the black guy telling, hey, Braves is okay if they feel like it's not. Then you got a whole lot of memorabilia and all that kind of stuff. You got to, I mean, you got change in history. I think it still says Washington Redskins in their record.
The owners got billions of dollars.
Yeah.
They settle lawsuits for hundreds of millions of dollars regularly. I don't care about you having to spend money to change it and correct it and act like what you had in place didn't exist. Right. You got the money for it. You're going to use it as a tax write-off anyway. But some of those names, like, I just don't, like, just think about the honorable side of it. Like, the Seminoles, the Braves, the Chiefs. It's not, those are not, like, people back then were called high chiefs or, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like you're looking at it and it's embarrassing or it's degrading or demeaning or whatever the case may be. Now, if you was to say something else that I'm not going to say, then it would make sense. Yeah, but it's got certain issues. Yeah, it's certain terms. Like, I feel like they have the right to say what they feel comfortable with being referred to, especially if it's publicly trademarked by somebody that's not even of that ethnicity to begin with, to still be making money off of it. Mm-hmm. And it's cool. But I got the definition real quick. So,
gotcha. Go ahead.
It just says the blog from Native Appropriations wrote, I think we can all agree that it's probably not the best term to use to describe a negative act, considering it stereotypes Indians as deceitful and ungenerous, not generous, which if you've ever been in a Native community is about the farthest thing from the truth. Ever heard of giveaways or potlucks or whatever it says here? Mm-hmm. Like, it just doesn't make sense to say. But again, look at what we've discussed with CRT, right? Look at the things that we discussed that we have to tell our kids at home when it comes to Black History Month that they're not going to find in the books.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally that type of stuff that makes it a problem.
Yep.
Well, you see, for me, like, and I know this is probably a different topic for another day, my issue is why is the world so quick to address these situations of different ethnicities and different racial backgrounds, yet we continue to take Black people and do them like this and slide them under the rug? I don't understand it.
You ain't wrong. Okay.
I'm gonna answer that. I can answer that.
But Jenny said Redskins, etc. I say we don't have a say because we ain't from the tribe. Even if it's an actual tribe name, if it ain't you, then you should have no say. Just like if you have no vagina, you can't speak for women. If you ain't Black, you can't speak on the N-word, etc. and all that kind of stuff. And what we're saying, it's assigned to you. It's not
the misguided information that comes with Black history or lack thereof that we're told about, or what we were told these statues were all put up for in an honorable way about all of these old generals and colonels and presidents and whatever. It's the same thing that comes from that term Indian giver. It's something that's demeaning that's I don't really think is true because it doesn't match anything that we know about their culture, anything that we've seen from their culture. Even if you look at the way that things were kind of referred to in the Disney movie, yeah, the Disney movie is fictional, but most of that stuff in there is actually true, where you see the natives trying to be forthcoming, trying to be helpful, but they feel threatened because somebody's coming in a little too aggressive, a little too forceful, and very deceitful. But we're going to say it's them that are the Indian givers that's really out here with the grinding stuff. Just like we do with Black people and all, yeah.
The right people aren't being held accountable, though. That's the problem. And the right people don't want to be self-accountable. Let me put it that way. Mm-hmm. We can say it all day long, but if those folks can't say, and even if it wasn't, you know, them directly affecting the situation, you should be grown enough to say, you know what? I recognize that what my people did was wrong. I recognize what happened was wrong. Somebody in a prominent role that can make some changes happen should be able to stand up and say, this is wrong. That was wrong. You know,
Yeah, to answer Corey's question about why the black people kind of get swept under the rug is because that's all that they can do. They've already damn near obliterated the natives in a way that it ain't no coming back from it. Like, even if you sit there and you got it to where you can look at them and you can find a reservation, look at how far in between those reservations are. Look at all the resources that those reservations used to have that now belong to the country as national landmarks that they benefit nothing off of. Or any of the crops, any of the minerals, any of the resources that they naturally developed over time, over generations of time. Like, I'm not saying that they aren't as strong or as tough-minded or as perseverant. It's not a word. Okay. I'm not saying they don't have the same perseverance as us, but we still out here kind of spread around a little bit, if you get what I'm saying. Whereas they've been minimalized as much as possible. They have been extremely reduced in our country and just about everywhere in the world. So it's a little easier to gang up on that particular group because you have made the minority even smaller. We still out here dropping kids left and right, and they can't stop. They can't stop that train. That train is coming downhill, and the locomotive is full. So
they said the same group, Janice said the same group never wants to be held accountable. Centuries over centuries, they'd be like, nah, what happened? We ain't have nothing to do with that.
Yeah, we wanted, that's not what we did. We didn't move it.
Yeah. So I think we good. We had our say on that. I got Kayla Thomas, man, my sister-in-law, aka my daughter, for those. She is going to join us, man. I felt like this is going to be a fun little segment. So while she's getting her bearings to get on, I sent the bracket out. I put that bracket on, the ones that I got off the internet. And then I just sent man one. And we don't have to go through it. I think I posted it to the page a couple of minutes before we went live, if you want to look at it. But, you know, if we had a bracket for food, you know, Thanksgiving food and everything, what's going on? Who's winning that? What do you have to have? You know, I got fried turkey versus roasted turkey. Paul said, Wally said that mac and cheese should just be automatically in the middle. So it doesn't matter.
This is a no contest.
Yeah.
No,
the one I posted, man, it was it had mac and cheese versus gravy in the first round, and gravy won. And then the au gratin potatoes against sweet potato casserole, and the potatoes won. Then the gravy made it like sweet 16, no, final four, you know what I'm saying? And mac and cheese got dropped in the first round. So everybody was on me like, yo, who made this up? Where y'all get that from? And it wasn't even me.
You talking about this one with the bracket?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to just let's put this out here now. The bottom right says macaroni salad versus pasta salad.
Now that's one that I made, you know what I'm saying, that I said I was going to put out. I was supposed to release it so that the people could have it. My cousin said, who voted? I don't know. On that one that I posted, like, it's got cornbread and cream corn, and cornbread won, dinner roll. So anyway, I say all that to say, and that's what brought about Comp is saying that, mashed potatoes won on this one bracket I pulled. It won. And he was like, I never even had mashed potatoes on, you know, Thanksgiving. So that's what sparked that one. So I just put one together, you know, a fried turkey versus roasted turkey. So I got mac and cheese versus your favorite dish, though. Like, what's your favorite dish? Or is it mac and cheese? So, See, that's a tough one. I put that together because whatever your favorite dish is against mac and cheese, that y'all say was consensus.
I sent this bracket to the homies earlier, and I was just like, yo, I was like, let's talk about the bracket. I said on the left side, the mac and cheese is going all the way to the finals. And then on the right side, I'm going to have to take the collard greens. Because like I said, my mom and my grandma make them. They put the cabbage and the smoked turkey in. Therefore, once we get to the finals and that's in the finals for me, I'm not voting. I'm done. I can't.
I don't know. White side a little tough for me.
What you mean?
Let's run through it.
Oh, that's because of the desserts at the top. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get it now. I see.
I mean, we wait on our guests to pop on. We could run through this bracket. She's still putting her wig on. Yeah, she told me she had to get her stuff together.
Hey,
Mimi said mac and cheese is the dish. The people who pillaged made that first bracket. Gravy ain't a food, it's a topping. We ain't doing that. Who voted? I gotta have roasted potatoes and dessert. So, I mean, so man, since you're the dessert guy, is it pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie for you?
Neither.
What?
All right, so Wally, you gotta answer then. I'm gonna fill out the bracket.
Clearly, it's sweet potato pie. I don't give a rabbits about pumpkin, nothing.
All right, man, so apple pie or peach cobbler?
Apple Ooh. Pie. Apple pie all day. A warm apple pie, dog.
The vanilla ice cream on top.
So, right. Pound cake and red velvet cake.
Pound cake. You can keep red velvet in AEW. I'm cool. I don't keep that shit.
Yeah, I got to go with the pound cake, man. For pound Thanksgiving, cake. I got to go with the pound cake.
I'm not a big sweet person, so when I went Jen said Dutch apple pie only.
Amen.
Man said pound cake. You got that. So beer and liquor. Liquor is my dessert. I did buy a vegan cheesecake for tomorrow, but you know, Hennessy is literally my dessert. Even when we go out to eat, if I can get a liquor, you know, it is my dessert. Turnip greens or collard greens?
Oh, it's collard greens all day.
Collard greens all day. Mashed potatoes or roasted potatoes?
Mashed.
Potato salad? Or deviled eggs. Do y'all have deviled eggs on Thanksgiving?
I haven't had it in years, man.
All right, kick him off the feed. He got to go too.
Like, cut the feed, wrong with y'all? Bro.
Wait a minute.
Cut the feed.
Give me deviled eggs.
Deviled please. Eggs. I agree.
I got a tray of those coming tomorrow, so I'm cool. So,
deviled eggs ain't the same level as mashed potatoes.
Hello!
Simone, what's up? Miss Kayla Thomas, we appreciate you jumping on with
ladies
us.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a do-rag with hair.
Just pull it on.
First of all, what I tell y'all,
hang on
me today.
That's
what
man,
you
gotta
go do.
You gotta landscape it, Kayla.
This way.
There you go.
There you go. Okay. Don't be like Neil.
Landscape for me, Neil. So, Wally, pasta salad, pasta salad, or macaroni salad?
Macaroni salad.
But yo, we don't.
We don't eat macaroni salad on Thanksgiving though.
I had to put it on there. That was a.
I know, but summertime cookout. Yeah, macaroni salad, me to death. Yeah.
Miss Man said, ain't nobody eating no deviled eggs. Deviled eggs go hard.
What?
So I'm going to slide over to the left side of this bracket. Kayla, if it's fried turkey or roasted turkey?
Fried.
Hey, y'all, so mac and cheese are your favorite dish?
Mac and cheese.
I think mac and cheese. Do we just move? Are we going to advance them all the way to the black eyed peas or pinto beans?
Black eyed peas.
Yeah, or pinto beans.
Y'all got to decide. Y'all got to think on that?
Yeah, black eyed peas, I guess.
Both of them things go hard now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What you mean?
Where my wife at again? Ain't nobody eating.
Ain't anymore. Nobody eating. No. So cream corn or roasted squash corn, though?
Can cream I get corn. The squash and zucchini mix, please?
No.
Hey, that squash zucchini mix is fire though.
What y'all know about that?
What you mean?
I ain't thought y'all like vegetables like that.
Bruh,
you been eating it?
That's in-house food. What you mean? Yes.
My man. So stuffing or dressing?
Neither.
What?
Dressing? Because stuffing goes in the turkey. Go.
That's right. He gotta go. I might have to go because I take dressing over mac and cheese. If they're gonna come down to the bracket,
cut really? The
film out.
Man, get him the entire.
Just leave Kayla on there by herself.
All y'all,
yo, get up. If that dressing hitting, If it's hidden foe, bro, I'm there, man. I'm there. Mm-mm. Biscuits or cornbread?
Cornbread.
Cornbread. I'm for real though, man. Like if it on me doing this bracket, let me see. Where we going with the consensus?
He's taking my place the rest of the episode. I'm over it.
he feeding for some dressing, bro. Gravy or cranberry sauce, though?
Gravy.
Gravy. Cranberry sauce. Gravy.
I don't like cranberry sauce.
I don't like it either, for real.
Yeah. Sweet potato casserole or candy yams?
Neither. You can casserole your
both.
Candy yams? What? Y'all,
candy yams is on another level. If they know how to cook that joint, though,
just get
they me. Is.
Are we
that bracket?
Wally different anyway, so.
Right.
Man, right. So now we over.
Whatever casseroles you put on the list, keep it away from me. Green beans, sweet potato, now later casserole, nothing.
Well, we at 2, 4, 6. We got a sweet 16. So now you got fried turkey versus mac and cheese. Mac.
I fried turkey, dog. Clearly, mac and cheese to the finals. Don't ask me.
Yeah. Okay, mac and cheese all the way to the finals. All right, I'm going to just advance them all the way through. Black eyed peas or cream corn? Black eyed peas, I guess. So y'all got black eyed peas losing to macaroni and cheese.
Wait. Black eyed peas and cream corn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to go black eyed peas on that.
Gotcha. Mac and cheese. All the faces. Put him on. Dressing or cornbread?
Cornbread.
Dressing.
Cornbread.
What? Yeah. Wow. I give y'all
the only one up here talking about, I love me some dressing. Like,
so what about the gravy or candy yams though? Man, trying the hell out of me. Yams over the gravy? I'm gonna go with the majority to fill it up.
I'll say yeah. The yams over the gravy. You ain't even putting no roast up here.
Yeah, I'm with it.
I was trying to have like meats and sides, desserts, and you know that kind of thing. So now we got cornbread versus yams. Who's eating black eyed peas? I'm eating black eyed peas. Y'all try me. So what we said, cornbread or yams? You know, where we at? This is to go to the final four.
I'm gonna say yams.
Cornbread, cornbread or yams?
I'm torn with this one.
Yeah, I want to say
cornbread, but I don't think the cornbread would be as filling as going back.
Talk me down for the cornbread. I don't really care for yams like that. As far as the other stuff, like it's good, but it ain't really up there for me.
Mm-mm. Y'all gonna get off them black eyed peas. Black eyed peas be hidden, bro. My cousin talking about rocking out for Thanksgiving.
I got something for you. Hold on. I got something for that black eyed peas joke.
So we got cornbread going through over here. Yes.
Mimi says she don't like the black eyed peas either. She bugging too.
Y'all go ahead and put it in here for me.
Steps on how to eat black eyed peas.
My man put the trash.
Yeah, don't. All right, so right we slide here. Back over to the right side of this bracket, man, before we get into these ruining Thanksgivings. Pumpkin pie or apple pie? Oh, I'm sorry, sweet potato pie versus apple pie. Gabriel.
Apple all day.
Can I do both?
No, we filling out a bracket. Somebody apple got it, man.
Apple
it's only one slice of, it's only a slice of each left, man. And whichever one you want is the one you don't get.
Okay. So here's the question. Warm or cold?
Right. Because I'm like, if I'm going to throw some ice cream on my
first
apple
of all, I'm
pie,
not eating no cold apple pie.
Exactly.
And I'm not eating no cold sweet potato pie. Either one of those, I'm not eating either one of those cold. Not at room temperature. I'm
they're both best at different temperatures.
They said, the man, comments were saying sweet potato pie. So that decides it.
What sweet potato pie? Oh, now you gonna roll with the dude that don't even eat mashed potatoes?
China man, my cousin said it. Janice said apple. So that's
I'm
pretty good.
Go with apple because I can throw some ice cream on
you
that.
You gonna sweet potato pie on that?
No.
Apple pie. That apple pie. We folk. Right
just
here.
Straight up. So you get the sweet potato pie with the dollop of ice cream. I mean, with the dollop of whipped cream, and you get the apple pie with the ice cream.
No, it's not.
I don't even like whipped apple cream.
Pie.
So
it's nothing like it. So apple pie? Is it apple pie? Are we beefing over apple pie?
Cancel his shower power membership.
Man. Yeah. So we got pound cake versus liquor. So I'm gonna lose that battle. So I guess pound cake.
Water.
Pound cake versus
so this
what?
This pound cake versus liquor. Because liquor is my dessert. So, but I'm going to lose that
what
one.
What kind
so
of liquor?
Any of it. So, all right. So, look.
I don't drink except for August 6th. PK, shut your face. Give me the pound cake, please.
All right, so pound cake's going through, right? So I will give y'all, we'll give y'all a three-way tie. So you got, no, I'm not gonna do that. It's got, y'all got to pick between sweet potato and apple.
I said sweet potato.
Apple.
Two apples, a sweet potato. In the comments, say sweet potato, so a sweet potato. Collard greens or mashed potatoes?
Collard greens.
Collards.
I don't know, man. Them potatoes.
Nah, them collard greens, next level.
All right, so now we got deviled eggs versus pasta salad. No, macaroni salad. Collard greens. It's macaroni. Oh, deviled eggs versus macaroni salad.
See, this is tough for me because
deviled eggs.
My pops got the macaroni salad hidden, and then Shell with the deviled eggs. I'll go deviled eggs, honestly.
You better.
Here we go. Here we go.
All right, so we're advancing. So now we are down to sweet potato pie or pound cake.
Pound cake.
Sweet potato. I'm gonna go with the sweet potato pie.
Yeah, so
we got two for sweet potato, one for pound cake. If I had to pick, I want liquor. Liquor didn't make it through, so I don't want none.
I said,
diversify your bonds, sir.
David Lee said. I'm gonna have gas, but I'm gonna get them deviled eggs. Just like an old person. I ain't gonna give me gas.
I'm gonna eat them though.
So what, in the comments of the side, so it's sweet potato. Sweet potato advances. Sweet potato pie coming strong. Collard greens or deviled eggs?
Collards.
All right. Look what y'all done with the bracket ends with not ends, but you got collard greens versus sweet potato pie.
Y'all already know where I'm at with this.
Collards.
Exactly.
Collards.
That's a weird matchup, though.
It's collards and mac and cheese. And I'm out. Don't ask me nothing after this.
You got to answer it, bro. You got to answer it.
I'll be the tiebreaker. How about that?
They saying collard greens, so collard greens makes it through. So our final four was mac and cheese, cornbread, sweet potato pie, and collard greens. Mac and cheese advanced. Collard greens advance. He got a championship match between mac and cheese and collard greens to decide the BFA Thanksgiving bracket.
Let's be clear.
Well, I'm going with mac and cheese, so.
We're not talking about that Heinz can of mac and cheese. Orange and cheese.
I just don't understand why you want to be a hater your whole life.
No, not to you. What I'm saying is, hey, he has some stuff going on.
The female is talking. I need you to.
No. We had something going on in the group text. Your brother sent that in the group text, the canned mac and cheese.
Canned mac and cheese.
Oh, you didn't send it?
They have to send it to you.
Man, what? So. What I was about to say is the mac and cheese, it got to have the crunch. It got to have the crisp edges on there. It got to be on point. It can't
be. Right. Why would it not be?
I'm just saying, some people don't like the crunch on the mac and cheese.
Well, then they can hit the dough.
I actually can go without the crunch.
Bro, you got to send her that picture of that can.
I'm on it. This that man said, I'm going to have them. So we got one for mac and cheese or collards. What man got going?
I'm gonna go mac and cheese, man. I'm sold.
Two for Mac.
As long and it don't have no peas in it.
First off,
who I don't even got mac and cheese why who even put peas in macaroni to begin with.
Corey, you ain't see that piece. Matter of fact, I'm about to send it to Corey right now.
No, you said who the hell got mac and cheese in a can?
I think it's hopefully it's fake, bro. Hopefully it's fake. But
hey, bro, stop playing, bro.
That
ew. Yeah. I am serious.
Right, I will cut the feed right now. Are you serious?
You sent it to him.
He sent that in a group text. I almost crashed my computer. Like
computer and my car. There it is, man. So all right. So with the BFA Thanksgiving bracket, man, the middle of the bracket is mac and cheese. We've been saying that all week, but you know, just going through. So I had to make that one up, because that one they gave us was wild. And so they was,
yeah, because I was like, who put mashed potatoes?
They was on some other, nobody. You know what? Nobody. Like Kodak Black said,
you know what? Your cousin said about a ketchup pizza.
So, yeah. So we
all I can do is make ketchup for me. They can't do nothing else.
My cuz, she tapped in with cuz. I'm about to send in the cousin chat so y'all can see this thing here. In their caption say, every day y'all for a strayer, y'all stray farther and farther from the Lord. He is not pleased with this.
from God's light.
I did not give Hines the, what is y'all doing? So, Miss Simone, this my part. All the rest of this is just fun, you know, cutting up, finna be getting super crazy with it. But I want to ask you first, you know, before we get into it, what's the best part of Thanksgiving for you? Oh, did y'all ever break the wishbone or whatever? For the good luck?
I used to, when I was little, I think.
Yeah. Okay. That was a grandparents thing. Like,
did y'all watch the Macy's parade?
Yep.
I was in one. Yeah, with band.
You fancy. I didn't even know that. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm glad. Yeah. So, Kayla, what's the best part of Thanksgiving for you, though? Get hungry.
I was just about to say, you know, that nap after you eat like 2-3 plates.
That ITs. That ITs.
And everybody in the house is quiet and full.
Yeah. I like to host if we can, because that traveling, that's a mess, being in the airport and everything like that. So we getting ready to sit down, we getting ready to eat, man. Four words that just ruined Thanksgiving, man. Who throw them out, just sprout them out. I'm gonna be in the comments trying to comments, you know, our listeners, the people still hanging on, watching with us and everything. Four words that just ruins Thanksgiving. Me, I want to throw mine out there. This is all vegan. How about them Cowboys?
That don't ruin nothing.
It for some it is. No booze this Thanksgiving.
Haters again.
we don't drink here. I made something new. I lost my Band-Aid.
Ew. Oh
my God. I lost my Band-Aid.
Ew. My nail came off when I was making the
there's hair in there. There's hair in here.
My God.
That's all I really had.
Look, I can't say what I said in the group text earlier, other than the
why? I ain't hear it.
BFA Uncut.
BFA Uncut coming to a New Year's Eve party near you soon. God.
Four words, my listener, our comments, you're not the father.
Jeez. Ari in the building. Oh, and Chinaman said Cousin Faith is here.
If you know, you know.
Oh hell.
Mr. Man, what you got? What's four words to ruin Thanksgiving?
Oh no, you kind of rattled off quite a bit.
I got one.
I got a few of them.
These shitlins ain't cream.
Look, yo, ew. The mama made this. Everybody knows mama gonna cook. The mama made this. What you think? Your mama made it. How you like it?
Yeah, you want to talk about something that can start a fight, though? You want something that can start a fight between the y'all know how it is with the in-laws sometimes and with the wives, whatever. Like, my wife's is better. And that might be five words.
My wife's is better. That'll work.
don't be at mama house and crank that out, man.
My baby mama food better. My side chick's better.
Now you
bleed.
Nah, he ain't gonna bleed. Cuz just done. He gonna disappear.
Yeah.
I ain't see the comments coming through, man. Wally, what you said?
What?
Cousin Faith is here. That's hilarious, man.
I got the auntie. You married yet?
You still be over at that other man's house? Just start this, them Thanksgiving clapbacks that be coming out, man.
Or it be the who the daddy is.
Yeah.
Right.
You tell me type stuff, you know. So
baby, who the daddy is? Right.
Just ruining Thanksgiving, man.
Who made the macaroni?
They be like, you got another man?
You got another one? You on your third husband, ain't you? Them clapbacks, babe.
Oh. Them fighting words.
Oh, China Man said the turkey is vegan. Mm.
Well, he out here, hey.
Tofurkey. Tofurkey.
That tofurkey slapping. Kayla gonna have one tomorrow too. Them joints be here.
So
man.
Is. And the ham.
Oh.
You better leave that ham alone.
Listen, ruin Thanksgiving in four words. We good there, having fun with it. So what's a must-have for Thanksgiving? Whether it be a food, you know, whatever. My sister has to have some eating socks, like her parents' socks that she has on when she's eating. Some eating socks.
Really?
Yeah, we can confirm that. I stand by it. I can confirm
that.
A must-have for Thanksgiving for me.
I don't care what the shirt looks like. The shirt is great for pictures. You gotta wear elastic,
like
some sweatpants, some
that belly can be,
or some joggers. I need space, dog. Like, I need room. I'm sorry.
I got you.
One of my essentials is
is
plasticware, because I ain't washing shit after I'm done washing.
Some plastic and paper plates and stuff. That's what
God, bro.
A must have for me. I gotta have. Ain't trying to be like sound like no alcoholic or anything. The food is I've got to have dressing. I prefer to always have some dressing, but
we get it, Patrick.
Little Hennessy, man.
Get it.
Little Hennessy, little nip.
You need the dressing. I get it.
We gotta have that. I don't really have no big time like essentials, like non-negotiables. It's over, you know. If you didn't, y'all got anything odd that y'all eat or do on Thanksgiving?
Well, my must have since I got skipped over.
Oh, you're supposed to jump in. What's your must have then?
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry. Bring them on. Don't even let them talk. Must have a nap.
It just be the food. I got to have specific food.
Okay. What's the food?
Macaroni.
Beans, greens, potatoes.
Yams. And I would, and this wasn't mentioned, but I would like to have green bean casserole.
No.
Yes.
Ain't nobody eating no green bean casserole.
Yes. Yes. Y'all are haters.
I'm about to walk off on the green bean casserole, man.
Haters.
So those are must have. You got to have them.
Yes.
All right. Is there
a dessert?
What's a must have dessert? Any of them?
Cheesecake.
Green bean casserole. You surprised me with that one. Y'all having that?
Yeah.
The girls made me cheesecake last year. I'm sold. I gotta
have it. Now you gotta have it.
Gotcha.
I have it every year now.
Anything odd y'all eat? Like, I ain't no chitlin guy. I don't think I've ever eaten chitlin. That's odd to me. It's not odd to a lot of people.
It's disgusting.
Disgusting. Right.
I used to when I was younger.
That's crazy.
Eating booty, dang.
Yeah, boy, that's a booty hole. Bill Cosby had he was doing a comedy special. He was like, don't eat that lower track, man. That's the lower track. Don't we mess with that lower track, bro.
You drown yours in hot sauce too, don't it?
Yo, my wife is talking about some booty noodles.
Them booty noodles, right.
Cut the feed. Cut the damn feed.
Oh, man. Oh, shoot. So... must have some that you do booty. I'm thankful for that, for the laughs, you know. What's a specialty dish you got that's just like fire? Or you don't be cooking? Or is it everything?
Yeah, we can cook, so.
Shell can cook.
All right.
Shell ain't never told me, like, do a quality assurance here. Gotcha.
Oh, man, it's it's everything for real. It's certain things that she'll make that's not like more of like the Asian food. Of course, I can't touch that. So whenever that goes down, I'm there.
Right.
So
front row.
Absolutely.
Got it. Oh,
I know,
man.
My wife is the specialty with the mac and cheese. I don't touch it.
Don't even bother with it.
I don't go near it. I ain't asking what the recipe was, no nothing. Down to that, I'll cook everything else. She got that.
That's literally what happened. We talked about this last week. Like, what do we need to get on the list? Elbow noodles. Like, that's the only thing I threw on the list. Of course, it was already up there, but that's the first, second, and third thing that came to mind. Like cheese and elbow noodles.
Right. All good. All
you
good.
Make turkey, make sure the mac and cheese is there first. I don't care what else you make. If the mac and cheese is not there, I'm not coming.
Gotcha.
I agree.
Not coming, bro.
I'm with it. We ain't make mac and cheese. That's a couple more words, but then you can cancel Thanksgiving with that one there.
He ain't got none? Shit, I'm all
yo, that bitch getting aired out.
Yeah. Oh yo, he done pulled it.
He's in there.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Hey. Real quick, because yep. I know y'all did a this or that real quick, and I know yep. I missed my turn. So I just
I got one coming for you. No. Oh, you go ahead. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a little bit to ask y'all. Yeah, go for it. I don't know what.
Oh, hell.
I was. Okay, turkey or ham?
Turkey.
Ham. Are y'all still in?
Or ham?
Yeah, turkey or ham.
I said turkey, even though I don't eat ham anyways no more.
I mean, if I'm going for taste, then I like the ham to taste better than the turkey.
He really is the compass. He all scientific.
Hey, hold on now.
The textures of the ham are quite exquisite, but the turkey has a drier taste, but it's more
leave that man alone.
The powers of the compass transferred over to PK when he skipped over Caleb. So I'm good now.
Okay. Red velvet cake or caramel cake?
Red velvet.
You don't like neither of them?
What?
I forgot you're weird. Dinner rolls or cornbread?
That's what happened when you eat them booty noodles.
Cornbread. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I got kicked out. I'm walling with the Yeah, y'all are?
Apparently not. They crying.
What I miss?
Man said that's what happens when you eat them booty noodles.
Yeah. Okay, what was the question? What was the
dinner rolls or cornbread?
Cornbread.
Are we talking Hawaiian rolls or like the
here this guy goes.
Cornbread.
Okay.
Like cornbread. Okay.
I'll go cornbread.
Okay. Collard greens or turnips?
Collards.
Probably be collards. All day.
There ain't no damn turnip green.
I don't like them either, but a lot of folks do.
The turkey is irrelevant. No pork on my fork.
Y'all doing sweet potato pie or pecan pie?
Sweet.
Neither. Sweet. Like, literally, get them out of here.
Really, Maddie.
Oh my God.
Sweet potato pie. Sweet potato pie.
Okay, your life depended on it. You had to take a shot of either Aristocrat or Everclear. Which one are you choosing?
Give me the Everclear because I'm already familiar. My life depended on it.
Your life depended on it.
Well, you know, he had a good
I'm just going to go ahead and put myself in the trash can.
I ain't lying, boy. Golly. Yeah, give me Everclear so I can just be over with it.
Hey, somebody said Thunderbird in the comments. Kick him off.
Get him out of here. Ooh. Cut the feed and get him out of here.
You want to talk about it's the hair on your chest.
Yeah.
I had a shot of Everclear.
All right.
The moon.
Made me feel like a dude after I took it. I was like,
No alcohol for me. Miss Man don't drink?
Nah.
Oh wow!
Okay, apple juice or orange juice?
That was in her past life.
Not on Wednesday.
That was in her past life.
Mm-hmm.
She's a new creature now.
So, Simone, you done?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. So, when we have guests on, you have to hit the hot seat, Mr. Man. You are no exception to the rule. So you are once again getting hot seat questions. Then we'll follow with Simone. And then we'll get into our business shout out. Before we get into all this, this is Better Conversation Week. So hopefully you had better conversations with people this week. You know, it is also National Jukebox Day. Have you ever seen a jukebox, young lady? Ever played one?
No, I haven't played,
played one. Like, in a, one. Like at the Waffle House type
I was just about to say Waffle House used to have them.
All right. Okay. And National Game and Puzzle Week. So what's your favorite game ever?
As in like
ever. Whatever you like, you got stuck on an island, you only whatever you wanted, National or, Game and Puzzle. Anything.
I'll go with hide and go seek.
That is not what I was expecting. give me Monopoly. No, Connect Four. Give me Connect Four.
Yo, kick out corporate. Cut the field, corporate.
Shower Power is my favorite game. You know what? I changed my vote. I changed my vote. You know, Wally, it's a National Game and Puzzle Week. What's your favorite game? Best game ever. Favorite game ever.
Trouble.
Must be the quiet game. He was on all good, man. So
if we go in that way, I'm gonna go with Sorry.
Sorry. Okay, I give you that. Your sister yelled upstairs and said, "Do Kayla's first." So you're gonna hit the hot seat first.
Hey,
well, I gotta go first. Shout out to Corey
because your sister mother said it. So,
the mother said it.
She said, and this came from her. You got Chris Brown or Janet?
Damn, disgruntled much?
Exactly.
And if you pass, you got to give us something embarrassing about yourself.
My sister.
No.
I teared up on that one.
All right. So you got Fenty or Black Pyramid?
Hello. All right. All day.
Chipotle for life or Buffalo Wild Wings for life?
Chipotle.
Beyond Burger or Impossible Burger?
That's a joke.
You rather have 2 days of Christmas or 2 days of Thanksgiving?
I wouldn't mind either. I guess Christmas.
Always smell like turkey or always smell like gravy?
Turkey.
All right. What is one valuable lesson that you learned this year?
Even when it seems like you're not going to get what you want, keep going for it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Because I did not think that I was going to get a job in my field at all.
He should have been doing BFA quotes the whole time before that.
Yeah, you got it. We're gonna hire you to be our content creator, our content manager. All right, got to give you the regulars, the BFA guest hot seat questions, Netflix or YouTube?
YouTube.
Cake or pie?
Pie.
Apple juice or orange juice?
OJ.
Money or fame?
Money.
Everybody that has done hot seat has said money. Free lunch or free dessert?
Lunch.
Ketchup or barbecue sauce?
On what?
You only get to keep
one. Heinz ketchup. That's
forever.
It.
You only get to keep one forever.
Ketchup.
All right. On a scale of 1 to 10, how cool are you?
A 20.
What's your favorite day of the week?
Saturday.
What's a TV sitcom family you wish you could be a part of?
It would be... Because there's three that I would choose from, and one's a cartoon.
Okay.
So it would either be Fresh Prince, Martin, or the Proud Family.
You said that backwards. You said the first two backwards. Thank you.
I said what I said.
Celebrity crush. You're fairly young, but celebrity crush then and now.
Mr. Proud.
Chris Brown and Chris Brown.
I said Mr. Proud.
I figured he'd make both.
I mean, we've been in this game 15 years, baby. What you mean?
Y'all, we. All right. Last but not least, what would your campaign slogan be?
That's a hard one.
It's your last one, eh?
Because I'm like, do I want to be aggressive? Or do I want to be like,
You don't ask?
I'm trying hard not to.
I'm trying, Grandpa. We'll give you a pass on that one. Miss Simone, Miss Kayla Simone Thomas, we appreciate you for hanging out with us. You are off the hot seat. We're going to roll right into Mr. Man. Mr. Man, Thanksgiving Day, dress up or casual?
Casual.
Black Friday or Cyber Monday?
Black Friday.
Cook or clean?
Cook.
You want to host or guest? Or be the guest, I'm sorry.
I think I'd rather host. It's just like when you go somewhere, I would rather drive, even though I don't want to drive, because when I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go.
Ready to slide. White gravy or brown gravy?
Brown.
Watch movies or play games?
Play games is more of my avenue.
$100 for every slice of pie that you can eat, or $1,000 for no Thanksgiving food at all?
They can take the $1,000. I'll take the $1,000.
You take 1,000, just no. I eat it on Friday. Just give me 1,000.
Hello, that shit is not essential.
Only eat 3 things for the rest of your life.
Only 3 things I can eat for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Chicken, chicken, rice,
and booty noodles. You knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. You knew it was coming.
Automatic.
Yo, I'm about to cut out since it fucks my wife out. Soon as we get off, baby.
You knew it was coming. She said it.
I'm so dead off that.
She said it. Done.
I'm going right down there to meet her, like, ma'am, never again. I could do chicken, rice, and broccoli has been my thing lately. So,
okay.
Chicken, rice.
Meal prep. Okay, meal prep. Favorite thing about being a parent?
Lessons. I learned a lot from my kids. You know, I pride myself on not being a parent that's too much into the stature of being a parent that, you know, I can't learn from my kids. Some people get too wrapped up in I said this and I said that, and, you know, don't
take the time to. Why? Because I said so.
Yeah, I don't think that's the right way of going about it.
All right.
In every situation. Sometimes you have to, but.
I got 2 more for you. Actually, 3 more. Do you think it's easier now to be a parent or back when your parents were
raising you? Talking about money? Hell yeah, it was easier back then when they were parents. Hell yes. But if you're talking about socially, mentally, it's better now because things are being acknowledged now that was being suppressed when we were growing up.
Mm-hmm. So. I like it. I like it. If you could have named yourself, what would you have named yourself?
God, that is a good ass question.
And you've been on so many times, I gotta come with you. I gotta come harder than that, son.
Yeah, man. That's actually a good question. I honestly don't know. I'm just so used to being, well, technically, history lesson. My name is technically not Corey. That's why I have 2 R's in my name.
My name is technically. See, I didn't even know that. I knew him for like 6 years.
Technically, my name is Corey. It's technically my name.
Like Moray.
So I probably would have went with that.
Le Plume.
Last but not least, would it be in Thanksgiving, being thankful and stuff? What's your favorite way of giving back?
Shoplifting.
Nigga, that's taken. Oh, I'm sorry. apologies.
My favorite way of giving back?
Yeah.
That's hard for me. I just have a giver's mindset. So like I have a giving heart. You know, so it's kind of hard for me. I would say just try to be there for people at their lowest points. You know, at one point I was at my lowest point and I had the fellas to lean on. So, I mean, you know, it's, I think being there at a person's lowest point, you know, is probably best for me.
I love it. I love it. Mr. Man, you are off the hot seat as well, my man. You don't get the exception. You are a guest technically. You slid out of guest role, but that's the show. I got the shout outs. Episode 30. Y'all got anything, y'all? Episode 30, I'm going to deem it as a finale for us. So we keep the 10, 10, 10, but we are going to give y'all some bonus episodes. Might give y'all a holiday hot seat, some BFA unplugged, uncut kind of things. I got to talk with our guy Maestro up there, writes out all of our season episodes, and then we just kind of sign and co-sign on what we got going on. But we got episode 30 next Wednesday, same time, same place. I want to call it the finale, but we're going to give y'all a little bit more going into the holidays. But we are going to get a break in there because, you know, family, friends, and life, and just actually take a break from everything like that. So all we got left is the business shout outs, man. The Compass, you know, he's not on, but I plug these anyway. His wife still got the Good Day. These hugs are my hugs, and she's got the holiday game night coming out next month. So we got that going on. Janet's got the Black Friday, the Village Healer Apothecary. She's got the Etsy shop popping 60% off, man. The manifestation oil. I just caught some stuff today. You know, she's got the money oil on there. And my new personal favorites, I've had the body, the hair and beard oil, but she's got this tonic too that I've been using. This joint right here is going to lock in that moisture, man, for real, because it's been a little cool down here. And I can put it on, and when I take my mask off at work and stuff like that, I still got a little sheen and stuff to it, man. So those are in the shop, man. She's got those going for the low for you guys for your Black Friday, which turns into Small Business Saturday. You can even still get them on Cyber Monday. You know what I mean? See how I rolled all those in together like that. Janet usually drops those for us on the health and wellness aspect. We got JanetGathers.com. She's got the Reiki, the yoga, the life coaching, everything you need there. She's got the Etsy shop. Kayla Simone's got the Patreon page still going, everything. Check that out. We got that link on there. We got the great books by the authors, These Hugs and My Hugs. We got Good Day. We got my boy Nick from Savannah State. He's written two books. He's on there. We got the kids book, which is Mr. Jaden Randall, 16-year-old guy. That guy's being big things. We're going to have his mom on. We might even have him on in season 4. We're going to talk with her. That's going to be dope right there. Legacy and Niga C as usual, AKs and Techs. Chase and Charlie, we got Kayla Stileseed on here as well. Etsy shop with Lissa's Naturals on here. We got Mrs. Mann's page on here. Check that out. Better Brand Store, Cherry Galore. And then we go into our YouTube channels, man. Did I say Chase and Charlie? She was watching with us. She's got all kinds of little gadgets for you. Check that out. Our YouTube channel is the Compass channel. You know, big time comments. We might not even need him no more, really, Wally. We might discuss that offline, you know. We got the BFA channel, She Gathers Wellness is Janet's channel. And then we got the Undisputed Champs channel, man. I'm gonna put y'all on the spot. What's up, champs? When we gonna get something? Give me a little something.
I'll say this. Look, you know, because he gonna act like, oh, it's my fault. No, it's not, it's our fault. So I'll put it this way: Wally and I got some discussions on the horizon. We're looking at the format of Undisputed to kind of get it a little more interactive and, you know, cut it a little bit of time for us because it's kind of hard for us with our schedules to kind of fit it all in. So,
yeah, life start happening.
You know, him and I will talk about it. I actually was thinking about it this morning. I meant to text him and it just slipped my mind because I was getting my ass kicked at work. you know, we'll be back soon. I would say I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there now. Probably don't expect nothing the rest of this year. Probably yep. Early next year, we'll probably be.
But they still got the YouTube channel fully loaded in their Facebook page, so you can catch all that stuff, be caught up, be ready for them in the new year, man.
Yes, sir.
So with that being said, man, BFA is going to sign off, man. We see y'all same time, same place next Wednesday, man. Peace and love. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Feast and be thankful, and we'll holler at you. Right.